Today we come to the second scrutiny that the catechumens are going through on their journey to the Easter sacraments. And scrutinies are a deep look into oneself, a willingness to be told by Christ what our sins are, what our demons are, to recognize our weaknesses so that we might be healed by God's grace. And last week, the gospel accompanying the first scrutiny was the woman at the well, and it was about how we thirst for salvation and how Christ quenches our thirst forever. Today, it's about seeing and blindness. It's a recognition of our blindness, of the darkness in which we have dwelt. And that second reading from Ephesians describes that so powerfully. Once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light. And so in John's gospel, darkness and light plays through the whole gospel. And darkness, of course, symbolizes sin and death and hopelessness, despair, the hopelessness of the human condition without Christ, all those kinds of things. And of course, light describes the opposite. So this man born blind gets into all kinds of trouble. He was almost better off blind than all the trouble he gets into once he is healed. And he gets questioned over and over again and jerked around by the various authorities. And even his parents kind of deny him. They want to leave him alone because they're afraid of getting kicked out of the synagogue along with him. Okay. The powers that be, the chief priests, the elders, the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees, all these religious leaders, the elite, they are in their structures and in their system, and they are made so uncomfortable by Jesus because he works outside of their structures. So, for example, only priests are allowed to heal people from blindness, but this guy isn't a priest, and he does it. And not only does he do what he's not supposed to be doing, but he does it on the Sabbath. And that is another one of their big rules. And so they are really bothered by Jesus. And since they can't seem to control Jesus, they try to manipulate the blind man and take it out on him. So like the Shakespearean clown, who's the clown here and who's the one who's really knowing? Who's knowing and who's unknowing? Who's seeing and who is blind? And the reversal is part of the point of this story. So at the end of the story, Jesus says, if you were born blind, there would be no sin in that. But we see, you say, and your sin remains. You think you see, but you're blind. You think you're sinless, but you are steeped in sin. It's a conversion story, of course. The man born blind first talks about that man called Jesus. That's all he knows about him. Who healed you? And then the second time he calls him a prophet. And the third time he calls him the Son of Man, which is a title that Jesus often gives himself. And then finally he worships him as Lord. So it's a true conversion. And all the religious leaders, they don't get converted. They stay in their stubborn ways. They don't learn anything from this experience. When Christ lights up our darkness, we live in truth. But truth is an illusion. Pilate says, what is truth? You know, how can you define truth? If God is truth, if God is light, it's indefinable. But we remain a kind of a mystery even to ourselves. Who really knows themselves? The only way to really know yourself is to allow Christ to light you up and to tell you your sins. But you have to be open. You have to be blind so that you can see. You have to recognize your blindness. The only way to know, the only way to be in grace is to own our blindness, to recognize that without God we don't see anything about ourselves, that we live in illusion, in a false light, an illusion, a false light. We're trying to light ourselves up. We're trying to figure out ourselves. And the reality is that the only one who can tell us who we really are is Christ. And so this man symbolizes that whole journey that we're all on to step into the light of Christ and allow him to light up our darkness, to reveal our sin, to reveal to ourselves who we really are, so that we can rid ourselves of all those illusions and come into his light forever. And so I ask the catechumens and their sponsors to please come forward.